That's hour number two. We've had a pretty good start, but there's so much more to cover, and I know you want to get to all of it, and you want it straight, so let's do it. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America for Monday, December 2nd, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the Ohio State Buckeyes destroyed Michigan in the game again. It was ugly, but from it, we get the best thing you're going to hear all week. I'm going to play it for you again because you have to hear this. Number two, Michigan Democrat Debbie Dingell admits on national TV that what the Democrats are doing is exactly what the Russians would want to have happen. That's the impeachment, the disruption of America in general. And then there's number one. Are the Democrats desperately searching for someone, anyone that can, you know, make a difference, that can get it done, who can get them to the top and get them to the promised land? And so far, it's just not happening. In fact, Kamala Harris's campaign falling apart, Elizabeth Warren's campaign falling apart, the numbers are plummeting. Both had been toward the top of the polling numbers, and now they're gone, leaving Joe Biden, Bernie, and the mayor to pick up the pieces. And it's devastating for those on the far left because they realize that Elizabeth Warren and her idea of a $52 trillion health care deal isn't going to happen. It's not going to happen. Kamala Harris destroyed by Tulsi Gabbard back a few weeks ago in the middle of the summer during one of those debates. She has never recovered from that, has never come back. And so where do you go from there? Well, let's talk about Kamala Harris, the disintegration of her campaign. Let's go to bite number five, CNN highlighting the plummet from grace. Bite number five, go.
Kamala Harris, whose fall from the top tier has been dramatic. She was at 17% in CNN's June poll immediately after a widely praised debate performance, good enough at the time for second place. Now she's at 3% nationally, and the picture isn't much prettier in the early states. The California senator is running out of money and has laid off much of her staff, but says there's still time for a comeback story.
Still time for a comeback? Well, we'll find out. But for Kamala Harris, it's a struggle. Yes, a couple of the aides that left her campaign said that she is so mean and terrible to her staff that it's reprehensible. It's reprehensible. And they paint a picture of somebody who is not only mean-spirited, but somebody who's not really very much in command of what's going on there, not in charge of what's happening. So for Kamala Harris, big trouble. Elizabeth Warren, her numbers. You know, she was right up there front runner for a moment or two. In fact, she was considered the front runner. She's ahead of Biden here a month ago in a handful of different polls. Well, that's all changed. She, too, is trying to put out a lot of raging fires. And Democrats left to wonder what is happening with Elizabeth Warren. It's bite number six. I want you to hear this because this is all part of the collapse of the far left. Bite six, go.
And Sunmin, for a while, Warren was riding high. You look at her recent numbers, though, taking quite a hit. Overall support, and this is since mid-October, overall support down by 16 in terms of being the best leader, down by 9, best policy ideas, down by 17, and best chance to beat Trump. What happened to Elizabeth Warren, and can she turn it around?
The falling of the numbers and the best policy ideas is really striking because she had platform of being the person with a plan, being having ideas for everything and being able to communicate and execute those plans very well. But I think, and Dan was on a story with two of my other great colleagues yesterday or earlier this week on what may have happened to Warren, and that's her position on Medicare for All.
Yeah, Medicare for All being the problem that occurred for Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris being torn down by Tulsi Gabbard and not recovering, laying people off. Cory Booker desperately seeking money now as a lot of the campaign money is drying up. And the question remains today, of all of the people that you see out there in the Democrat Party, can any of them beat Donald Trump? Can any of them beat Donald Trump? Or does Moody's Analytics prove to be right again? Moody's Analytics, which I shared with you on this program here a month or 6 weeks ago, saying that Donald Trump wins 350 electoral votes, give or take, but in a wide margin, much wider than he had the first time around, because states like Nevada and New Hampshire get on the bandwagon, maybe Minnesota as well. When the economy's in as good a shape as it is right now, and you look at people trying to talk about the tariffs. The tariffs have been criticized roundly and soundly by Democrats and Republicans alike for doing damage. And yet, the markets, for example, are up 21% since those tariffs were put in place in the middle of 2018. Since those tariffs started to be rolled out in the middle of 2018, the markets are up 21%. So it's very hard and difficult to say, listen, the tariffs are really causing this great economic strife across America. Really, they're not. And as I have told you, and I will continue to tell you, the tariffs will be gone well in advance of the elections 11 months from now. I mean, remember, tomorrow we're 11 months from the general election because the general election is November the 3rd, 2020. The Democrats will continue to fool around with this hand grenade known as impeachment, and they'll do that. Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead is the mentality there. The problem is that it's not going to work, and it's already failing. The polling for impeachment falling apart as independents and moderates say, you know what? This is a waste of our time. All of 2019 will be gone. All of 2019 will have been squandered on impeachment and other such related nonsense. And what will the Democrats have to show for it? What are they going to tell their constituents? Well, we wasted the first full year doing nothing at all except trying to destroy the president. USMCA wasn't passed. We didn't get a handle on prescription drug prices. We didn't get a handle on a whole list of issues that people care about. But damn it, we went after Donald Trump. We went after Donald Trump over and over again and worked very hard on getting him impeached. And that's what they're going to be left with, and very little more. That's where they're going to be left with very little more will be the Democrats come 2020. Meanwhile, as I was sharing with you in hour number one, the new numbers coming out of African-American voters, not encouraging for the Democrats. Nothing, and I mean nothing, could be more dangerous to the Democrats. And there's a new column by Liz Peek echoing those very same sentiments. Nothing can be more dangerous for the Democrats than losing African-American votes. There is no other voting bloc more important than Democrats. If African-Americans, who have traditionally supported Democrats at 90% or above, begin to fade, it will not matter how many white liberal Democrats come their way. It will not matter how many suburban moms that are white decide they don't like Donald Trump, they're going to vote for a Democrat. It will not matter. If black voters who tend to be more conservative than many of their white counterparts say, you know what, we're not going to support abortion, and fully one-third of the African-American voters in this country don't support abortion at all. If they start to peel off and say, you know what, we're either not going to vote for a Democrat or we're going to vote for Donald Trump. Both of those scenarios are very dangerous for Democrats going into the election year of 2020. All right, it's time for a quick break. It's 14 after here on this Monday, December the 2nd. Good to have you along. Remember, 1 week from today, the IG report on its way. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a small business owner, you can be pulled in many directions. There are decisions that need to be made about your workforce, insurance, and taxes, not to mention all the decisions you need to make about serving your customers. There's one decision, however, that thousands of businesses make each year, and that's the decision to become a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber works with companies of all sizes and types to deliver solutions to relieve the stress of running a business. With a combination of powerful advocacy and products and services to help your bottom line, your membership investment can add to your business success. At the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, we put our members in the center of all that we do. It's our job to fight for your business so you can keep running yours.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
The holidays can be difficult for grieving children, and hundreds will find support at Ellie's Place. If you know a grieving child, share your memories and photos of the person who died. Children want to know you miss them too. Create a memory book with your child or a holiday decoration that honors the person who died. For more ideas, call 517-482-1315 or visit elliesplace.org. Ellie's Place, generously supported by Auto Owners Insurance.